snowy owls are doing some unusual things again this year. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Harry Potter's Muggle family was surprised to see so many owls descend on their house.
No blasted lettuce today! No, sir!
Harry's mail-carrying owl, Hedwig, is a snowy owl. And the last two winters, people in Michigan saw a lot of them. There were big migrations of owls called eruptions. That's when they fly south from their breeding grounds in the Arctic. This year, researchers don't expect those big numbers again, but they are surprised by how early owls are arriving. Most snowy owls start arriving here in the middle of November into December, but owls started showing up in the Great Lakes region in mid-October this year. Scott Weidensahl is one of the founders of Project Snowstorm. It's a project that uses GPS transmitters to track the owls as they fly around. Scott, why do you think the owls are here so early this year?
Well, that's a good question. The years when they show up early, researchers like Dave Evans over in Minnesota, who's been studying snowy owls in the Upper Great Lakes for years, has found that the owls in those years, like the owls we're seeing this fall, are in worse physical condition than is typical. Usually when we have these really big invasions of snowy owls like we've had the last couple of years, those are mostly very fat, very healthy young birds, the product of a really productive breeding season in the Arctic. But periodically, the prey populations on which these birds depend will crash. There can also be early heavy snows in the Arctic that will seal off the lemmings, you know, the small rodents on which these birds feed to a significant degree. And so that may be the dynamic that's driving this small, fairly limited movement of snowy owls into Michigan, Wisconsin, parts of Minnesota. And what often happens with these kind of limited eruptions of underweight birds is that they come down here thin and then start to bulk up again because they move into an area where there's more food and they recover their body weight pretty quickly.
Last winter, birders tagged four snowy owls in Michigan. What were those owls up to this year?
Interestingly enough, some of the snowy owls do what people have always assumed snowy owls mostly do, which is stay in farmland and eat rodents. But a number of our tag birds have moved out onto the Great Lakes, and even the birds that spent the winter in interior areas feeding on mammals, once they started migrating in the spring and heading north, they moved out onto Lake Michigan, out onto Lake Superior, Lake Huron, and started moving north on the ice. These birds love ice. And there are cracks and openings in the ice that are driven by wind, and in those cracks and openings, there are apparently water birds like ducks and grebes and gulls, and that's what these owls are feeding on. Because the transmitters we use are recording GPS locations and then sending that data to us through the cell phone network, once the birds move north of the cell phone network out of southern Canada, we lose track of them. Now, the transmitters continue to record data, and then when they come back south again in subsequent years, they transmit all of that backlog data.
What do you do with all that data? What have you learned from all that data?
it's a fire hose of data. I mean, with some of these owls, we can program the transmitters to take a really precise GPS location in three dimensions, latitude, longitude, and altitude, as frequently as every 30 seconds. So it builds this incredibly detailed picture of the moment-to-moment movements of the owl. And we're in the process of starting to comb through and analyze and look at that data. We're just having a field day with it. It just gives us insights into the ecology and behavior of these birds that we've never had before at this level of detail.
Scott Weidensahl is the founder of Project Snowstorm. Thank you very much.
It's been a real pleasure, Rebecca. Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.